So many things have happened to this nation for the past, let's say, 100 years. So many things this nation of Muslims, the Ummah, what it means today, nobody understands, because Muslims are divided. You are divided. You're Pakistani Muslim, you're Turkish Muslim, you're Indonesian Muslim, you are Chinese Muslim. You understand? These things don't exist. For over 1,000 years, it doesn't exist. You're part of an Ummah. You're not divided into separate nations that you're going to fight with each other. A Muslim, he doesn't need a passport to travel from one Muslim land to another Muslim land. Definitely he doesn't need a passport to travel into the Hijaz to visit the Holy Prophet ﷺ and the Baytullah. He can walk, he can travel from the Balkans, Eastern Europe, all the way to the Middle East, all the way to Western China, all the way to Indonesia. He doesn't need anything. Borders are open. The Muslims were under protection. But 100 years have passed and you see non-stop violence, non-stop genocide, non-stop massacres has been happening to the Muslims. To the non-Muslims, it's also raining. To the massacres that's happening to the Muslims, in the hands of those who hate Islam, in the hands of those who hate Allah, not just Islam, but they don't believe in any religion at all, those who hate Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Akhir Zaman, it becomes even more frightening by those who say we love Allah, but they do everything that is against to Allah. And the first violence that they do is to the Muslims. We are commemorating the massacre of Srebrenica. 24 years have passed. When there is no shadow, it's very hot. When there is a shadow, even in the hottest times, there is still coolness. The Khalifa, it is a shadow of Allah on earth. When you remove that shadow, then everything is starting to burn at that time. The Muslims, over 100 years ago, we say we don't want that shadow of Allah. We don't want anyone, because the Muslims stop thinking of Ummah as an Ummah. They start thinking of nationalism. Arabs for Arabs. Europeans for Europeans. Indians for Indians, and then later Indians and Pakistanis, then later Indians and Bengalis, never finishing. Everyone starts pulling from each other, everyone starts attacking each other, and there is no more unity. 2 billion Muslims. So much wealth, so much technology, so much education, so much resources. We can do nothing. The most helpless that we are. There were times when we didn't have much, but we had leadership. And we had blessings coming because of that leadership, and Allah opened east and west, north and south. When we take that and we use it justly, and that justice and that mercy, not only in Muslim lands, it went everywhere. But when Muslims stop understanding that we are spirits first and then flesh later. When Muslims start thinking we are flesh first and then spirit later. We are color first and then faith later. And they're ruling themselves like that, then it's so easy. So easy for enemies now to come and to cut us down. And we are seeing that. Continually we are seeing that. And the rest of the Muslim nations, they will not lift one finger to help, because they're saying that's a Bosnian problem, that's a Kashmiri problem. That's an Arab problem. This is this problem. They don't think it's a Muslim problem. And they say, what's in it for me as Arabs? What's in it for me as Europeans? What's in it for me as this or that? So they're not doing it for the sake of Allah anymore. It is continuing. And may Allah keep us in safety. This ummah will continue to break until Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam appears to put everything together. We must try to live properly as an ummah, not as a nationality. When you see so many different groups, so many different people, so many different colors coming together, and it is not easy. The most easy thing is to stick with your own kind. But what are we, animals? What is our kind? Human. Beyond that, there's some stupid pose I'm seeing. They say, what is the greatest religion? Some say it is Christianity. Some say it is Judaism. Some say it is Hinduism. Some say it is Islam. The greatest religion is humanity. Yeah, bruh. You idiot. See? Allahu Akbar. Your spirit, whose is it? Turn that off. Your spirit, it is beyond anything else. So it is not even humanity. It is your spirit. It is your spirituality. Because humanity, you're still seeing, you're human. Don't you know we came from somewhere? And we're going to go back to that. If you still cannot understand what is that spirit, Muslims don't understand. It's not according to your flesh, it's according to your spirit, your faith. If you don't understand that, then there'll still be trouble, always. There'll still be division. Allah keep us in safety, and Allah bless all those ones who live for His sake and who pass for His sake. And may we learn from this. So many are not learning from this. Look to see. So many disasters happening to the Muslim nation. Look to see. Are we learning from this? If you learn, you become better. Are we becoming better? Disaster after disaster happening. Are we becoming better? No, we're becoming worse. Why is that? Because we're still trying to fix this, the flesh. We're not fixing the spirit. We're not fixing our relationship with Allah. Then you cannot hope to get too much success in this dunya and akhirah. Not too much success. Look, they deny the Khilafat 100 years. Where is the success? Where it reached us? What, are you going to say, what, Saudi Arabia? That is what it means to be successful? Or are you going to say what? Turkey, maybe. Is that what is success? Or are you going to say what? India, or no, Pakistan. Or Indonesia. In our faith, we say, you cannot feel comfortable if your neighbor is in trouble. In our faith, the rights of the neighbor, it is very sacred. Doesn't matter what neighbor. That the Prophet ﷺ said, Jibreel ﷺ reminded me, so many times said to me, watch for the rights of your neighbors. Watch for the rights of your neighbors. Watch for the rights of your neighbors. Ya Muhammad alayhi wasalam, coming from his Lord. And he said, I thought the rights of my neighbor is more important than my own rights of my family. For over 1,000 years, that's how Muslims lived. That's how they, it's the rights of the neighbors. It's not the rights of the family. It's not. It's not. If we say rights of the family is first, did the Prophet alayhi wasalam put his family first? Before anyone else? Did Hazrati Hassan and Hazrati Hussein put his family first? If anything, they put their family last. But we finished that because the family now, it is the beginnings of that nationalism. And Islam is saying, yes, you have your family. Of course you have to take care of them, but the rights of your neighbors now. Rights of your neighbors. And in Islam, who is your neighbor? 40 houses to the east, 40 houses to the west, 40 houses to the north and to the south. That is. But we lost that, especially in the west. No neighbor. Come in, you close the door, you are yourself. Alienated, cut off. There's no feeling of that. No feeling of that anymore. It will come back, inshallah. We have to start living like that. Find one, two, three people around you. Find one, two, three families around you. Have that kind of love and that kind of understanding. Have that kind of following. Then we'll making ourselves ready for the time when things are going to change, inshallah. Fatiha.